Title: Reese Framework. Shuffle Glue in Ableton Live 12 for Jungle Old School DNB Vibes Beginner. All right, let's lock in. In this lesson, we're building a super reusable workflow I call the Reese Shuffle Glue Framework. The whole goal is that classic old school jungle and DNB feeling, where everything rolls together like it came off one record but you still keep your punch, your sub stays solid, and nothing turns into a messy blur. Two ideas are doing all the heavy lifting today. First, shuffle. That's controlled swing and micro timing, like break edits and that slightly drunk but confident hat feel. Second, blue. That's shared processing, like compression, saturation, and a tiny room, so your drums and Reese feel like they live in the same space. By the end, you'll have a clean routing setup with a drums group, a bass group, and a shared return called Shuffle Glue. Optionally, we'll add a parallel smash return if you want extra attitude. Step 0. Quick session setup. Set your tempo somewhere between 165 and 172 BPM. If you want a sweet spot, go 168. Drop in a breakbeat loop. Amen. Think, funky drummer, anything with real personality. And if you like the hybrid approach, layer a clean kick and snare underneath for low-end stability. Classic combo, break for tops and vibe, modern hits for weight. Now in Ableton Live, open the groove pool. If you don't know where that is, look for the little wave icon in the bottom left. Click it. That's going to be our swing control center. Step 1. Build a beginner Reese that's easy to glue. Create a MIDI track and load Waveitable. We're going for a simple saw-based Reese that's wide enough to feel alive, but not so wide it breaks the mix. In Waveitable, set oscillator 1 to a saw wave. Add a bit of unison, like 2 to 4 voices. Oscillator 2 is also a saw, detuned just slightly from osc 1. You're not trying to make a trance super saw. You're trying to create that subtle facey thickness that makes the Reese feel like it's breathing. Add a low-pass filter, 24 dB slope. Put the cutoff somewhere in the 150 to 500 Hz range depending on the notes you're playing, and add a little drive. Then set your amp envelope, fast attack, a couple hundred milliseconds decay, medium sustain, and a short release. The release matters because it affects how the bass lets go between hits. Now, to make it move, put auto filter after Waveitable. Use a 12 dB low pass. Set the rate super slow, like 0.1 to 0.3 Hz. And give it a small amount of modulation, with a touch of resonance. This is a key jungle trick. Tiny movement over time feels like hardware. For instance, old school widen. Add chorus ensemble in chorus mode, slow rate, and a modest amount. Subtle is the word. If you can obviously hear chorus, you probably went too far. At the end of the chain, put utility. This is your discipline tool. We're going to manage width and keep the low end under control. Step 2. The big control move. Split the Reese into sub and mid. This is where beginners usually start winning, because it stops the glue from wrecking your low end. Duplicate your Reese track. Name one Reese SUB and the other Reese MID. On Reese SUB, we want clean and consistent. Add EQ8 and low pass at around 120 Hz with a steep slope. Optionally, add a very light saturator, like 1 to 3 dB drive, soft clip-on. Then put utility and set width to 0. Mono sub, always. This is how you get that system low end without the wobble getting weak. On Reese MID, we want character and groove. Add EQ8 and high pass around 120 Hz, steep slope again. Now add saturator with more drive, like 3 to 8 dB, soft clip on. Add your chorus ensemble here if you didn't already. And if you want a little crunch, you can try Redux with very mild downsampling. Barely. This is seasoning, not destruction. Now select both Reese tracks and group them. That's your bass group. Before we go further, quick coach note on gain staging, because glue can lie to you if your levels are chaotic. Aim for your drums group to peak around minus 10 to minus 6 dB, and your bass group around minus 12 to minus 8. Don't obsess, just get in the zone. The point is, build into the framework with headroom, so you don't end up slamming compressors just because everything is too hot. Step 3. At shuffle. Make the bass dance like a breakbeat, not late and sloppy. We're doing shuffle in two layers, timing swing, and then volume motion. First, timing swing with groove pool. In the groove pool, load something like MPC 16 swing 57 to 59. That's a great starting range for old schoolish bounce without going full comedy swing. Apply that groove to your break clip, and apply it to your Reese MID clip. Notice what I did there, Reese MID, not Reese SUB. Rule of thumb in DNB. Swing the tops and the mids, keep the substrator so it hits with authority. On the clip groove settings, try timing around 30 to 60%. Add a little random, like 0 to 10%, just to stop it feeling like a copy-paste grid. Velocity settings can be helpful for MIDI hats and ghost notes, but don't force it. And keep quantes mostly off unless you're intentionally tightening after you swing. If your main snare starts feeling late, don't panic and don't kill the whole groove. Just reduce the groove amount on the snare, or split the snare onto its own track so it stays confident, while everything else shuffles around it. Second layer. Volume shuffle, the glue bounce. On ReSMID, add a compressor and turn on sidechain. Set the sidechain input to your drums group, or just the break track. Important, use the sidechain EQ. High pass the detector around 120 to 200 Hz so the kick low end isn't constantly over-triggering the compression. Unless you want that exaggerated pump, but that's more EDM than jungle. Set ratio around 2:1 to 4:1. Attack around 10 to 30 milliseconds so you don't flatten every transient. Releases where the groove lives. Try 80 to 160 ms to start, and then match it to the pocket. Here's a cheat code for release times at around 168 bpm. A 1/60 note is roughly 89 milliseconds. A 1/8 note is roughly 179 milliseconds. So if you want tight chatter, aim near 90 ms. If you want that obvious rocking motion, aim 170 to 190 ms. Then use your ears and adjust until the bass feels like it's stepping around the break. Adjust the threshold so you see around 2 to 6 dB of gain reduction on drum hits. The goal is movement and conversation, not a vacuum cleaner. Step 4. Add glue. Shared bus processing so drums and bass feel like one record. This is the core of the Shuffle Glue framework, a shared return that both drums and bass feed, so they share compression, saturation, and a short room. Create a return track and name it Shuffle Glue. On the drums group and bass group, send to it lightly. Start around minus 18 to minus 12 dB send level. Think of it like blending in a vibe layer, not rerouting your entire mix. On the Shuffle Glue return, build this chain. First, glue compressor. Attack around 3 ms, release on auto or around 0.3 seconds, ratio 2:1. Set the threshold, so you're only getting 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. Soft clip-on, but tiny energy. If the break loses snap, you're overdoing it or your attack is too fast. Second, saturator. Drive around 2 to 5 dB, soft clip-on. This is where record density starts to appear. You'll feel it more than you'll hear it, especially when you level match properly. Third, EQ8. High pass around 80 to 120 Hz. This is non-negotiable. You do not want reverb and bus saturation smearing your sub. If it gets muddy, try a gentle dip around 250 to 400 Hz. Fourth, a short reverb for room glue. Decay around 0.4 to 0.9 seconds. Pre-delay 0 to 10 ms. Low cut the reverb around 200 to 400 Hz. Keep it subtle. You're faking the idea that both drums and bass were printed into the same space, not sending them to a cathedral. Now, a really useful teacher move, a slash B the return like a DJ blend. Put a utility on the Shuffle Glue return and map its gain to a macro or just grab it with your mouse. Turn the return off, then on, but match the loudness. If on is just louder, your brain will automatically prefer it and you'll overcommit. Matched loudness tells the truth. Quick phase check tip while we're here. When you split at around 120 Hz, sometimes the crossover can smear if something weird happens with stereo content. Temporarily put utility on the master and set it to mono. If the low end suddenly gets bigger and cleaner, it means your stereo bass content is fighting the sub. That's your cue to narrow the ReSMID a bit or rethink the chorus amount. Step 5. Arrangement moves that scream old school jungle. Let's make the framework obvious in an 8 or 16 bar loop. Try this 8 bar builder. Bars 1 to 4. Break plus ReSMID with sidechain movement. Keep the sub minimal or even muted. Bar is 5 to 8. Bring the sub in, add a small hat pattern, and slightly increase the Shuffle Glue send. Not a lot, like 1 to 3 dB worth of change. Here's a classic jungle trick. Automate the glue send up into fills, then pull it down right on the drop. That little reveal makes the drop hit harder, because you suddenly get more dry transient back. Also, don't write ReSMIDI like it's trying to fill every 16th note. Jungle breathes. Make a 2-bar riff with rests. A really effective move is to mute the ReSMID for 1 beat right before a snare in bar 2 or 4. The shared glue carries continuity, but the gap makes the swing feel even stronger. Optional spice. A very quiet delay on ReSMID. Use echo at 1/8 time. Low feedback like 10 to 20%. Filter out the lows and keep the mix super low. You want a whisper of tail that enhances call and response, not a delay line taking over the mix. Common mistakes to avoid: because these will steal your vibe fast. Don't swing the sub. Flaming low end is weak low end. Don't overglue. If the break loses snap, back off the threshold or slow the attack. Don't put low end into your reverb return. High pass it. Don't sidechain so hard it whooshes like EDM. Reduce threshold or ratio. Don't overwiden the reese. Headphones will lie. Systems will expose it. Sub mono and keep the mid width under control. Quick advanced option, beginner friendly, if you want more consistent bounce. Instead of sidechaining from the whole drum bus, you can make a ghost trigger track. Create a MIDI track called a C trigger. Put a drum rock with a short click, or use operator with a tiny decay. Program hits exactly where you want the bass to step back. Then set your ReSMID compressor sidechain input to a C trigger. Now your bass bounce stays consistent even when your break gets busy with fills and edits. That's a very old hardware mentality. Consistent trigger, chaotic audio on top. Mini practice exercise to lock this in, 15 to 20 minutes. Load one break loop and build your re-split into SUB and MID. Pick MPC swing 57 to 59 and apply it to the break and re-SMID. Sidechain re-SMID for about 3 to 5 dB of movement. Create the shuffle glue return with glue compressor, saturator, EQ high pass around 100 Hz and a short room reverb. Then make a 16-bar arrangement. Bars 1 to 8 is break plus re-SMID only. Bar 9 the sub drops in. Bars 13 to 16 add a small fill and raise the glue send slightly.